Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now more of the guys. Merloni and Fourier on WEEI.
Hi, welcome back to the MFers. Lou Merloni, Christian Fourier. We get you ready for a game on Sunday. And no, they're not playing the Bucs. That's next week. This week
feels like it.
I know. This week, it's the Saints. Both teams 1-1. Saints coming up here to Gillette. And with that, we go to the Harbor One hotline. We're going to bring in Jeff Duncan from the Times, Picayune, and NOLA.com. Jeff covers the New Orleans Saints. Jeff, thanks for joining us. How's everything going?
Great, guys. Looking forward to coming up to New England. We don't get up there enough, you know, in the schedule rotation, so I'm looking forward to it.
So, Jeff, let me ask you a question. So, who are these New Orleans Saints? We saw what happened week one. Was that more Green Bay, or were they the team you saw last week against Carolina? Who are they?
Probably a little of both, I would imagine. Look, they're missing a lot of guys last week. I don't want to make excuses, but anytime you're down eight projected starters, it's going to have an impact, and I really felt like some of the circumstantial things that this team has been put under, these extraordinary circumstances of being, relocated to Dallas, Texas for it's going on a month now. That stuff catches up to you, whether you're in a five-star hotel like they are or not. You're still away from home. You're still away from a lot of your loved ones. And I think it all caught up to the Saints, the injuries, the coaching staff, attrition for COVID, and also just being on the road. And I think it could be an issue again this week, as this will be effectively their third straight time of getting on a plane and having to travel.
So, Jeff, I kind of feel like the Saints organization is in the same position the Patriots organization was in last year. Lose their Hall of Fame quarterback and replace him with a below-average quarterback as a bridge, and where you guys lose Drew Brees, and sure enough, Jameis Winston comes to run the table. Do you feel like he is just a bridge quarterback, or is this something you feel they could build on for the future?
I think it's a great question. I think it's the overriding question that this team has, and I think it's too early to say. I mean, we're two games in. It's very early in Jameis Winston's tenure. But I would say, and I've made those comparisons before, I think the Saints have a far better overall roster than what the Patriots had last year. I think they can win games with Jameis Winston, with their defense, their running game around Alvin Kamara, that really strong offensive line, special teams. They just can't play as poorly as they did offensively last week. This team needs to be built around kind of like the old 49ers teams, Jim Harbaugh. They've got to win with defense and running the ball, and that's really – somewhat uncharacteristic of Sean Payton's teams, but it's really the strength of these teams. So we'll see. At each game, we're going to find out a little more about Jameis Winston in this offensive system. And I think this is going to be a huge test for him this week in New England.
Yeah, see, I look at him, and to be honest with you, Jeff, he reminds me of Zach Wilson. I don't think he's changed at all. I think, you know, all those issues that plagued him in Tampa, I think are still there. It's just, he's just in a different uniform.
Yeah, look, I felt the same way about Cam Newton, right? I remember when Cam Newton came to New England, the narrative was he's got Bill Belichick and McDaniels, and they're going to show him the Patriot way. And he looked like the same guy I saw in Carolina. You know, it was, yeah. And so I've made that exact comparison to the transition here. I think the difference is, and he won't be the quarterback long if he keeps throwing the ball up the way he did last week. I mean, Sean Payton will go to Taysom Hill and try and win games, you know, in the 20s with his defense. But he didn't show that in game one when they got the lead with the running game. The defense was playing lights out against Green Bay. So, again, your earlier question's spot on. Who are we going to see this week from Jameis Winston and the Saints? Because the first 2 weeks could not be more polar opposite.
Well, we're talking to Jeff Duncan, who covers the Saints, NOLA.com. And, Jeff, you know, one thing the Patriots and Bill Belichick's defense have been great at over the years is taking away that big weapon. And when you look at this Saints team, really, Alvin Kamara just sort of jumps off the page, you know, especially with a guy like Michael Thomas not there right now. So what do the Saints have to do? How do you expect them to get this guy going, knowing that that's the guy Bill's going to take away?
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to do it. I mean, Carolina took him away last week. I thought Phil Snow had a great game plan, and the Saints had no answers for it. And you know Bill Belichick and his staff have seen that tape and saw the struggles the Saints had to protect Winston. They've got a second-year center in there for Eric McCoy, Cesar Ruiz, who really struggled with some of the protection calls along with Winston. And I know it's a different defense the Patriots play, but I guarantee you they're going to test the Saints in both matters to see if they can get Kamara involved. And I'm not sure they could do it, to be honest with you. I'm eager to see the adjustments the Saints make.
So a lot of people were a lot of news coming out of New Orleans was the fact that Sean Payton was discussing or serious about drafting Mac Jones. Do you find that to be correct? Was that something that they were looking at? Were they high on Mac Jones?
They were definitely high on it. Payton said it this week. I know.
But you believe him, though. It wasn't one of those, hey, he was great. We loved him. He's really good.
No, I've talked to him privately about it. I mean, he really likes Mac Jones. And why wouldn't you? I mean, there's a lot of things to like about him. He's exactly the kind of quarterback Sean Payton likes. A quick processor, good decision maker, guy that gets the ball out quickly, is accurate, has won at a high level. Sean Payton, just like Bill Belichick, I mean, these guys are products of the Bill Parcells tree. And if you've ever read the 11 commandments of quarterback play from Bill Parcells, I mean, that's Mac Jones to a T. So I can see why Payton was high on him. Now, that doesn't mean they were going to draft him.
Yeah.
I just know that they had a high grade on him, and they liked him a lot coming into this draft.
Do you believe – did you hear Bill Belichick talking about Jameis Winston at his press conference?
I did not. What did he say?
Oh, okay. Well, he said it was like a lot of
big,
stats.
Strong, throws it far.
Yeah. So basically, my thing is that I don't think he really thinks he's any good, but that's his way of kind of addressing it.
Yeah, and you're exactly right. Look, here's the thing. We saw Jameis Winston in Tampa have success, right? I mean, he had big games in his career. The problem was he couldn't sustain it. He didn't maintain the consistency, and that's what we've seen now in two games in New Orleans, and he's going to have to get past that. But the hope, I guess, if you're a Saints fan, if you're with the New Orleans Saints bandwagon, is that he doesn't have to do as much. I mean, he threw 5 touchdown passes in the first game and only threw for about 150 yards because the running game was cranking and the defense was playing lights out. And the Saints, if they get Marshawn Lattimore and C.J. Gardner-Johnson back this week, which I think they will, I think they're going to give Mac Jones a huge challenge himself. And I really believe this game is going to be very unpatriot and Saint-like in that it's going to be a low-scoring defensive slugfest. And the reason I say that is because if you look at the last 15 years or 12 years, I mean, these are the two highest-scoring teams in the NFL, the Patriots and Saints, superior quarterback play. Both now going to new quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. So they're different kinds of teams now than what we've seen in the past.
Talking to Jeff Duncan, who covers the Saints here from NOLA.com. Jeff, I'm just curious, How much have you heard Steph Gilmore's name down in New Orleans? Because we've sort of been going through this big storylines, contract situation, starting the year in pop, wondering if he's going to be traded. And every once in a while, the New Orleans Saints name pops up when it comes to Steph Gilmore.
No, they were very interested in him. I know they made calls on him. They had some questions about his injury situation. I'm not too familiar with his health status, but I know that there was some red flags with him physically, and that might have prevented any kind of deal getting done. They ended up making a deal for Bradley Roby instead, but they were making calls to teams all over the league on any veteran corner that might be available. I know they called Denver on Fuller. They called Jacksonville on Henderson and ended up making a deal, like I said, with Houston for Roby. I think the ship sailed now that they've got Roby back on board.
So last one for me.
Wait, real quick. You think those red flags were the reasons why maybe they didn't want to do a deal with Gilmore? But Gilmore was available?
I don't know. That I don't know. I just know I'd heard there were some concerns about his either his health or his long-term health status. I didn't hear it prevented a deal, just that was a red flag for them.
Okay, so the New Orleans Saints win this game if they do what?
If they play lights-out defense, and the buzzword for them this week, can't turn it over. Look at Zach Wilson last week, basically gave the game away. New England's very aggressive on the back end. Then that's the $64,000 question with Jameis Winston. Is he going to learn his lesson and not throw the ball up? Because I think the Saints will be in this in the fourth quarter, because they'll play good enough defense. They'll give Mac Jones enough problems. I don't think New England's going to line up and run it on the Saints front seven. I'll be surprised. So I think it's going to be in the low 20s, a field goal game. And if the Saints can play smart and not turn it over, I think they'll be in it to the very end.
All right, Jeff Duncan writes for the Times, Picayune, and NOLA.com. Jeff, we appreciate your time.
Excellent job, Jeff. Thanks,
appreciate
man.
It, man.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.